Now, just take a look at that photo. Do you think that's a man or a woman? I got this from a patron, but this is a legendary athlete named Babe Didrikson Zacharias, groundbreaking all-around athlete. There's Babe Didrikson, the Adam's apple. I don't know if it could get any more obvious than that. But what's interesting about this person is that this person was extremely famous back in the 30s and 40s and was called like the best female athlete of all time, basically. So this is a really interesting case study. And I think what I'll do is I'll read some things about this person as I show some more photos. She is widely regarded as one of the greatest athletes of all time. And now I have never heard of this person, so maybe they realized it's a little too obvious, so they better not talk about this person too much anymore. But remember, back in the day, people didn't really have access to photos and stuff like that, right? So I think that's what happens a lot of the time. It's like, well, here's a female athlete, and people are like, oh, you know, well, I guess, you know, it's good that she became an athlete because no one's going to want to marry this one. So let me just read some of this stuff, and I won't show the words all the time, maybe once in a while, just so you know I'm not making stuff up. Though best known for her athletic gifts, Didrikson had many talents. She also competed in sewing. Well, I didn't know sewing was competitive. He probably had to make his own clothes, right? They didn't make female clothes that large. It says right here, she made many of her clothes, including her golfing outfits. Yeah, because they didn't make them that big. So this person not only played female sports, but won the female sewing championship. She was a singer and a harmonica player and recorded several songs on the Mercury Records label. Singer, dancer, entertainer, athlete, all-around tranny. That's an all-American tranny. She married George Zacharias, an American professional wrestler and sports promoter. Promoter. They had no children. They were rebuffed by authorities when they sought to adopt. Interesting. So they had no children, and they were not allowed to adopt any children. Didrikson gained world fame in track and field and All-American status in basketball. So world fame. She played organized baseball and softball and was an expert diver, roller skater, and bowler, dressed up as a female. 1932 Olympics. Didrikson set 4 world records. Gee, I wonder why. Winning 2 gold medals and 1 silver medal for track and field. In the javelin, she also won gold with an Olympic record throw of 43.69 meters. Jack of all trades. Didrikson is the only track and field athlete, male or female, or something in between, to win individual Olympic medals in separate running, throwing, and jumping events. So this person can run, throw, jump, and sew, and play the harmonica, and bowl, and roller skate. Oh, it gets better. Post-Olympics, in the following years, she performed on the vaudeville circuit, a theatrical genre of variety entertainment. Born in ancient Greece, she was a competitive pocket billiards pool player. Pocket billiards. She played a little pocket pool. By 1935, he began to play golf, a latecomer to the sport in which she became best known. She competed in the Los Angeles Open, a PGA tournament. No other woman competed against men in this tournament. So this person played on the men's tournament, exactly what he should have been doing. Didrikson became America's first female golf celebrity, kind of the Tiger Woods of his day, and the leading player of the 40s and early 50s. Having formally turned professional in 1947, Didrikson dominated the women's Professional Golf Association, and later the Ladies Professional Golf Association. She was a founding member of the Ladies Professional Golf Association in 1950. So a man dressed like a woman founded the LPGA. Interesting. That would explain a lot. So continued winning more and more golf championships. She won 17 straight women's amateur victories, a feat never equaled by anyone, male, female, or androgyne. By By 1950, she had won every golf title available. Yeah, in the women's category, Zacharias won a total of 82 golf tournaments. Charles McGrath of the New York Times wrote of Zacharias, except perhaps for Arnold Palmer, no golfer has ever been more beloved by the gallery. Who is the gallery? It's the gala. It's the gala priests. Baseball, in March 1934, Didrikson pitched a total of 4 innings in 3 major league spring training exhibition games. So she played, Hold on. Didrikson, he played on the men's baseball team. Because he is a man, so it makes sense, but he did it dressed like a woman. She is still recognized as the world record holder for the farthest baseball thrown by a woman. No, it's just really an average man. If this person played on the men's teams, he would just be an average athlete. So this is a completely fraudulent person, a fake hero, a fake feminist icon. She was the leader on the money list in 1950. He had a close friend of fellow golfer Betty Dodd, and they moved in together. They never used the word lesbian to describe their relationship, but there is little doubt that their relationship was both sexual and romantic, and Zacharias has been described as the first lesbian gold medalist in Olympic athletics. 1953, he was diagnosed with colon cancer. Gee, I wonder why. She was named the 10th greatest North American athlete of the 20th century by ESPN, which is owned by the Walt Disney Company, and the 9th greatest athlete of the 20th century by the Associated Press, where we get most of our propaganda from. Zacharias broke the accepted models of femininity. Yeah, because he had a fucking dick. Sorry, I'm trying not to swear. I know. I leave it in. I could edit that out easily, but I apologize for swearing sometimes. I don't try to. I'm trying not to swear. I'm trying to, you know, I don't swear as much as I used to. I would like to eliminate swearing completely, but I'll leave it in so you can see my my flaws, because it's real, right? It's real. Including the accepted models of female athleticism. Zacharias was physically strong and socially straightforward about her strength. Although a sports hero to many, she was also derided for her manliness. Ah! Gee, I wonder why people derided him for his manliness. Ah, Zacharias was inducted into the LPGA Hall of Fame in 1951. She won the Bob Jones Award for distinguished sportsmanship. Yeah, very sportsmanlike, sportsmanlike to fraudulently win all these awards and championships and money and fame. All right, this is fraud being celebrated. So this kind of shows you how the world really works, right? It says here she was one of 6 initial inductees into the LPGA Hall of Fame. Zacharias has a museum dedicated to her in Beaumont, Texas. The Babe Tranny. Okay, I almost swore again there. I almost let an F-bomb out, but I kept it in. See how that works? Making progress already. The Tranny has a Tranny Museum to celebrate the cosmic androgyne. Several golf courses are named after her. A Tampa, Florida golf course that she and her husband owned was given landmark status. This is a very historically important tranny, all right? That's what this is. In 1976, Zacharias was inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame. Why? It's a man. See, it only comes out when I get a little bit worked up. It's an adjective. In 1981, the U.S. Postal Service issued an 18-cent stamp commemorating Zacharias. Where's my guitar? I almost felt like smashing my guitar there for a minute. A stamp. The tranny got a stamp. No, it gets worse. On January 7th, 2021, Zacharias was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Donald J. Trump. There you go. one of the last things he did in office. Very important to their way of life. ESPN sports writer said, "She is beyond all belief." Yeah, I think so. Until you see her perform. Then you finally understand that you're looking at the most flawless section of muscle harmony, of complete mental and physical coordination the world of sport has ever seen. You're looking at a tranny, all right? The Associated Press voted Zacharias the woman athlete of the 20th century, all right? This is a centurion tranny, greatest tranny of the 20th century. The greatest woman athlete of the 20th century was a man. Sports Illustrated also named her second on its list of the greatest female athletes of all time. It's a hero, right? Remember, pre-flood world, they were heroes. The Nephilim were the famous people, the men of renown. The famous people, the celebrities, were effing Nephilim. And now the celebrities are trannies. Maybe there's a correlation there. That's all I'm saying. Oh, there's a movie. There's a movie about this person's life. Susan Clark playing the lead role. And Clark, of course, won an Emmy Award. Family Guy has made numerous references to Babe Zacharias being one of the greatest Americans to have lived. Have you guys ever heard of this person? I never heard of this person ever. They're kind of probably trying to cover it up a little bit. Ah, check this out. The Simpsons. Marge dresses up as Zacharias for her charity Chicks calendar with a history theme. Marge also refers to her as the female Tiger Woods of the 20th century, which I already said myself. So Marge has just given us a second witness. So the female Tiger Woods was actually a man, and now there are many strange things going on about Tiger Woods. Such a pretty face you have there. Such a delicate smile. But wait, he's the greatest golfer of all time. Couldn't be a tranny. But wait a minute. Aren't we making a video now about the greatest golfer of all time? Not only that, the greatest female athlete of all time was a tranny. Maybe there's more. Maybe other famous athletes have also been secretly transgendered, according to the precepts of the Kabbalah, to restore balance and harmony to the universe, humanity, and God. Anyway, let's see what else. I got a few more tabs open here. So that's the book. I mean, it's right there on the cover of the effing book. And people just probably were too polite to question the narrative. Too polite to question the narrative. Well, if you're too polite to question the narrative, that could end in disaster. Notable women. Why are these people on? Oh, there's one. I mean, this could be a whole separate video right here. There it is. Now, this is a website called notablewomen.withgoogle.com. So I don't know what this is. It just came up on a search. And there's other women. I may do another video about the other alleged women, and they put them on dollar bills. Notable women are all a bunch of men, all right? She was called the Wonder Girl, like Wonder Woman, who was also an androgyne. The greatest female athlete of all time. Accomplished in just about every sport, basketball, track, golf, baseball, tennis, swimming, diving, boxing, volleyball, handball, bowling, billiards, skating, and cycling. Well, there's a lot more. She was voted world's greatest woman athlete of the first half of the 20th century by the Associated Press. And the only athlete to be named Woman Athlete of the Year by the AP 6 times. One of the 10 best golfers of all time, died at age 45. Or should we say the character was retired? Now maybe he just took off the wig and started dressing like a man again and just lived in anonymity the rest of his life. Who knows? ESPN.com, Didrikson was a woman ahead of her time. The first to prove a girl could be a stud athlete. They're not even hiding it. Babe Didrikson began as a muscular phenom who mastered many sports and ended as a brilliant golfer, an exuberant tomboy. When asked if there was anything she didn't play, she said, yeah, dolls. Ah, the true model of femininity. an athletic, muscular woman who does not give birth to more humans. Perfect. As a teenager, she knew her life's ambition. My goal was to be the greatest athlete who ever lived. Well, in order to do that, you got to dress up like a girl and play against girls. Then you might have a chance. For most of her life, she was the antithesis of femininity. Not until her later years did she dress and act less manly. Some writers condemned her for not being feminine. Well, they should be put in jail. She still remained flamboyant and cocky, and often overbearing. Gee, I wonder why. Babe didn't seem to have much interest in men. Could have been a straight dude. That sounds like towards the end of his life, they had to pull out the lesbian narrative. People were starting to ask questions. This might even be a good one if, for some strange reason, you felt compelled to try to wake somebody up. This would be a good case study. And now, if you don't want to send someone my video, all you got to do, go to the Wikipedia page right here, show them this photo, and just say, is that a man or a woman? And let them decide, right? And so I think most people would probably say that's a man. Some might say it's a woman. But and then point out the Adam's apple. And don't say anything, and just they will decide. So they'll say, and then of course they'll try to get around it. They'll say, well, who is it? What's the name? Like they don't know, because they don't know the difference between a man and a woman. They don't know how to look at things and think for themselves. Really, that's the real problem going on here, right? That's why I started the video the way I did, and that's how I would approach somebody else in the real world. You can put a photo like this on your cell phone and just pop it out and say, hey, look, is that a man or a woman? So most people would probably say that's a man. And then you say, but it's been voted the greatest female athlete of all time. Don't preach to them. Don't explain everything to them. Just ask them for help. Say, I'm confused by this. So what do you think? And let them think it out. Sports trannies. And sports trannies being celebrated as heroes in this world and being used as propaganda to redefine what a woman is. A woman is supposed to be a man, apparently, and now men are supposed to be women, and that's all Kabbalistic brainwashing and indoctrination. And this, remember, this was going on in the 30s and 40s, okay? All right, that's it. Thanks for watching, and see you next time. Go away from my window. Leave at your own chosen. Say you're looking for someone, never weak but always strong, to protect you and defend you, whether you are right or wrong. Someone to open each and every door, but it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking. Heart.